Welcome back to BS Reactor and a review of the techie POV film Profile. Links are in the description. As always, spoilers are going to happen along with our trademark profanity, but as a little extra disclaimer, we don't really go in order this time, so if you care about that at all, maybe find the movie. Anyway, let us know on social media if this works for you. We're curious. And thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Welcome back to BSR. So this time we're doing Profile, which is a movie that came out in 2018 at a film festival and then got forgotten for various reasons and then came out in theaters in America in 2021.
Damn. Yeah, really?
I saw that.
Yeah, it's got two production dates on it.
Right. Yeah, okay. No. That's why it sucks. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
They recently don't put 18 in a lot of the publications because it was released in Berlin first and then it didn't really get picked up, mostly for COVID reasons, honestly, but that's what's going on there.
Mm. Yep. COVID in 2018.
For sure. It was a different world back then. Like, I didn't really think
I just think nobody gave a shit. And then they were like, to make themselves feel better, they were like, it was because of COVID that this movie didn't work.
That COVID's been used for excuse for everything.
Yep. It really has. For real.
Like, hang on, the reason I cheated on you was because of COVID.
Well, look, dude, it's a movie. This movie can't get COVID. It can't give you COVID. What the fuck you mean you can't pick up the film reel and then mass distribute it? That doesn't make any sense.
The reason I got your mother pregnant is because of COVID.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? It probably really didn't work because theaters closed down.
Yeah, well, that's, distribution wise, I imagine this made way more money.
You got HPV because of COVID. I'm sorry.
If it goes anything, this is the other way.
You gotta get it together.
Yeah, obviously, this is from the same producer as Searching. Search through our back catalog, you'll see Searching. It's a really good movie. It stars John Cho.
Absolutely. Definitely recommend.
5 out of 5.
But this one does not have John Cho, so it's way more like what we said in the warm-up, a Lifetime original movie.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was at first, I go like.
It's not like it has super bad acting. It's fine. It's just not.
It's not Searching.
No, it's not like transcendent like that one was.
This shows you the power of what an actor can do.
Yeah, for real. Especially when the entire movie is glued to his face.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not just the actor, but also the character. Because I'm not going to say the actress in this. I'm not going to say she's bad. It's just that her character
sucks.
You didn't want, like.
This movie also did not make its money back.
$5?
It was like 2.3 and it something made like 1.9.
That cost
more
than
I thought it would make.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't even know it cost that much. I honestly thought it was like $500,000.
A lot of it's like marketing cost, right?
Yeah.
Just to get a movie in the public consciousness. Like, we spend no money on this podcast and it shows in our numbers. So
fair.
No.
Yeah.
Fair.
No.
So
yeah, kinda.
Damn it. I was saying though, but this movie, if you're doing a movie like Searching or this one where, like you said, the majority of the stuff is on the main character's face, the main character has to be likable / interesting enough for you to sit there and watch this person
and above
click
all,
on stuff.
It's got to be a lot of face acting.
Yes.
Because you're looking at their face.
Mm-hmm.
But when half of the time you're trying to hide your emotions from the other person,
it doesn't
it really
work
just,
well.
It nosedives in terms of emotional impact. But anywho. So this movie was directed by Timur Berkmamatov. He's Russian. He grew up in the Kazakh area of Russia, back when it was the SSR.
Ooh, that's
USSR. So it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
He did a bunch of movies. He did Night Watch, the sequel Day Watch.
Okay.
He did a remake of Arena,
like those.
And then Fox Spotlight. Noticed that the movies that he was making in Russia, notably Night Watch, were actually making money. So they were like, hey, do you want to make American films? So they brought him over and he did the Wanted movie, which had Angelina Jolie,
really
Brad Pitt, I think, something like that.
James McAvoy.
That movie was good. I don't give a fuck what anyone
says. It was goofy as fuck, but it was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
It was a fun film.
Uh-huh. And Chris Pratt.
I don't think I realized that he made that.
It was the highest grossing R-rated movie at the time. I mean, Deadpool's been out since then, so a bunch of stuff changed. But yeah, he came to America, did a bunch of movies. He actually produced a bunch of stuff too, like Searching and whatever. Mm-hmm. He produced Hardcore Henry.
Oh, yeah.
We did that one too.
I was saying we did that one too.
Mm-hmm. And stuff like The Current War, that Tim Burton movie 9. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, that movie went hard.
He had a lot of stuff in there.
So is the Kazakh area, is that like where they did Gymkhana at?
You know what? I'm just gonna say, fuck it.
Not necessarily.
Another movie
accurate.
He directed, and I did not expect this, was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Really? Oh, I love that stupid movie.
That movie's right? So fucking fun.
That
holy
movie's
shit.
So awesome.
So like, he's
racism
got,
didn't matter in there.
No. it was
vampires cured everything.
It was literally the fight against monsters and humans. There's no real big difficulty there.
The South was vampires the whole time.
It was a horrible analogy that all the racist people were just vampires, so kill them.
You heard him, everybody. Kill the racist
because they're vampires.
Yeah.
That movie's so fucking stupid.
So yeah, he's an interesting guy. Look into his back catalog. He put out some interesting stuff. Just as a preamble to this, I wanted a lighter movie than Farewell. I think I said that too in the intro. But this is, it's hard to talk about in the emotional sense because of two reasons. First of all, the Middle East is a shit show. Like, especially recently.
I was going to say, especially now.
Anything we say about the Middle East, it's like, I don't have proper context to really give anything about that because like, right?
Yes.
And also this movie is like an 11 on the bitch please scale because of the white lady energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? Yes.
Because
yes.
Like, she is not qualified to do this.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, no.
In so many ways. But having said that, this is based on a true story.
I know, which was the wildest part to me. That like, literally, this somehow in, I'm sure several things have been changed or whatever, this happened somewhat.
Yeah.
Gavin
Burton.
She was from France.
Oh.
But essentially the same story. She wrote a book called In the Skin of a Jihadist.
Mm-hmm.
She's done interviews. You can find them on YouTube if you want more info on that. And I mean, like, obviously, fuck terrorism, right? But also, like, white ladies, stay in your lane. Because, like, the sack
so
on this
there.
Woman to even give this an attempt and still at the end of the movie be like, oh my God, he's going to kill me. Like,
yeah, really? You think?
Like, obviously.
And I'm sorry. One of the biggest things in this is that she starts off lying. She did no research on this at all when she started with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing her research as she was talking to that dude.
And she didn't even know how to use, like, Skype, really.
No.
Like, her computer was like a mystery land.
Yeah.
She had to call tech support to like, how do I make another desktop? It's like, really?
Yeah, I was sitting there and I was like, you need your phone lab.
And then there's a part where she, once again, having a white lady thing, she calls IT, and IT dude, his mom is from Syria, because this is where a lot of it just was in Syria.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh my God. It's like, I'm talking to these jihadist people, and you have me a guy who's Syrian, and freaking, they all talk to each other, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, she's like, wow. Called him like a...
And then like 2 seconds later, because she has no other choice, she's like, save me.
Yeah. Because like,
and
her rinse like, due and all this, and like,
because
I was like, you can't get more.
Because when she was right before she did the first call to the guy, she didn't know how to put on a hijab.
Mm-hmm.
She had a tattoo on her hand, noticeable tattoo on her hand. The guy's like, oh, no, don't do that. It's whatever the word he used.
Haram.
Yeah, it's not haram. She goes, okay, you gotta cover it up. And so that's when she's like, oh, you got me a person who did it. I'm like, well, you better be glad, because would even started working a little bit if he didn't have told you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that
did she just think this guy would just text the entire story that she was going to put into the newspaper?
Like, yeah.
What was her thought process?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I need to pretend to be 19 when I'm obviously not 19. Like, even close.
No, not at all.
That what got me. That was a second lie. I'm like, say you're in your late 20s, because the bitch looked like she was, because she did a thing for what?
She looked like she was five.
She looks like she's in her 30s, clearly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she thought that makeup was do it. And I was like, ma'am, this is no.
And that guy was
this
like,
is not the way. You still look 35.
It's like the same casting they did for Grease or something.
And you want him to believe you're less than 20?
Right.
I wouldn't have went with that myself, but okay.
And once again, this goes to the idea that we don't think highly of our enemies. You think a person who does a lot of this catfishing to get women, or not catfishing, you know, this recruitment to get young women.
I mean, that's basically what he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. To do this to get young women to come over there and fight, can't tell the difference when someone looks the way they do, or can tell if someone's not lying. He's
right.
Dumb. Because mm-hmm. It wasn't, I mean, if I knew it, I'm pretty sure this smart dude.
Right?
Smart, sexy man.
And the thing is, she was fucking up so much during the calls and shit. I'm like, dude, he knows.
She couldn't remember her lies she made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're stupid. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
But I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to the people on the other side of the world are still people.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't
mm-hmm.
understand that. Because like, when I was doing research for this stuff, I was trying to get context on like the area and Syria and so forth. And again,
she did none of that, by the way.
No, I didn't do any of that.
None of it.
Yeah. So I was was, you guys remember Desert Storm, right?
Yes.
Like we were all kids more or less when that happened.
Except for Malik.
Yeah, right. So there's this thing called the Persian Gulf War. Anyways. but yeah, when that happened, it was prime time. They were launching missiles. Everyone saw that on like Dateline or whatever. There was even the companies that made baseball cards had, quote, Desert Storm cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? It was like missile launchers
My
and shit.
My mom had a pair of those somewhere. I couldn't find it. She had a deck.
One of my family members actually got an entire set of them. Like they bought a bunch of boxes to have all the cards.
Oh, wow.
It's not even a game. It's just it's like baseball cards or whatever. And so,
those are like limited edition baseball cards. Yeah. Like hard limited.
Only thing I remember about the Persian Gulf War is that I didn't see my mom for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because this is back when she was in the military. Mm-hmm. And I see for like 24 hours, except when she came home to go to the bathroom, change her uniform, and then leave, freshen up, and then leave right back.
Mm-hmm. I Googled, what was the death toll of Desert Storm? Just to like get a ballpark of like the toll of in the area that was going on. And what I got back from Google was there were 96 soldiers killed in action. And I was like, I saw them bombing the absolute shit out of Kuwait. I do not buy that only 96 people died. So I...
That's how many they're claiming.
Right, yeah. So according to DCAS, DMDC, which is like the statistics, like government records things like this, there were 143 killed in action. I was just like, we're still counting military. We even talked about people on the ground. So
it's called a civilian count.
So I finally found the Watson Institute at Brown University. Somewhere between 280 and 315,000 people died. But it was just like, when I Google, it only gives me soldier death. It doesn't have any human toll about this, which is like...
disturbing.
Yeah, it's really weird. But that was the whole narrative back when Desert Storm was happening in the States. It's like, look how fucking awesome our army is.
I think that's always the case.
Right?
The Air Force won the war in the first like day of the Gulf. Yeah. Because if you looked at it, it was just like the light, like it was black, and all you saw was this white light of all the missiles going off and stuff.
Yeah.
We were shooting at them. It was like fireworks just going off. It was almost daytime and the many shit was we were bombing them with. But yeah, only like five people died.
Like the first day there was like, yeah, like nine people were friendly fire or whatever.
Yeah.
But in one sense it's like, you know, I'm a proud American or whatever, but also obviously this whole thing in Syria did not happen in a vacuum. Like some people probably have legit reasons not to like America in ways that will never translate.
Oh, a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that continued for essentially my whole lifetime. There's some wars going on over there
as of today.
Yeah. As of today. Right. So like, I want to be sensitive to that too. And like, obviously the guy that she's catfishing in this is a D-bag and doing bad things.
But he looks so good, though.
I think I had more issue with the fact that he's Skyping her while they are actively riding around the streets, shooting up stuff. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, you sure that that's what you should be doing?
This movie is a good...
I don't know. And he was just giving up information like way too easily.
Throwing up parade candy as and he's I'm just doing going, a raid.
Well, you know, I would be suspicious even if I was the person trying to catfish him. I'd be like, wait a second.
Like,
two and two does not make it four. The math ain't math.
It was hilarious that this is a good advertisement for Skype. He was getting,
it really was.
He was getting
a decent connection everywhere.
That was the other thing. I was like, they kept, I mean, I think obviously she was ending the call and being like, oh, yeah, we got disconnected. I'm like, oh, no, that was actually on purpose.
Yeah.
No, she did. But I was like, you say that, but Skype in real life? Actually were you wouldn't even have that much connection.
Yeah, like in the middle of a remote village in Syria shooting things.
I mean, perfect.
And then,
perfect.
Crystal clear pictures. I mean, there's some like buffering or whatever. But
I mean,
like,
but still.
That dude was immaculate looking too.
He seemed like he shaved a lot.
Yeah, and he had a lot of product in his hair. But for someone who's like, I killed 20 people today.
You know, as just watching the movie, like I would know nothing about the situation. Like, I don't think he actually would have killed 20 people that day. It doesn't seem like he's just like, oh, look at all I'm a big man.
Yeah, but I mean, the main point of the movie is the simple fact that she's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a fucking idiot. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
But no.
He definitely goes about catfishing him all the way wrong.
Bilal is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
But that's a cool motherfucker.
He's also like a character in a movie. So yeah. Like, yeah.
He's a cool character.
I actually rather the main character had been Bilal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that would have been more interesting.
So in this movie, she looks up a story about this young British woman who was, she says she was isolated, but she just basically was a loner and decided to join ISIS prisoners that go to Syria. And when she realized she got there, wasn't all what she thought it would be. She tried to leave and then they like
stoned her to death.
Stoned the crap out of her.
Yeah.
When
they
do that, okay, I know this is sad. It was bad, but when that dude threw that big ass rock on her head, it bounced like that a little bit. I'm sorry.
So I didn't know when they play more of that video.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I was like, are they stoning her or are they like
they're kicking her?
Yeah, they were like kicking her and standing on her. And I was like, is this a traditional dance?
Like, they were
maybe in the hood.
Have you seen the kid play on somebody's dead body?
Like, have you seen Don't Be Mess Up Central while drinking your juice in the hood?
Yes.
There's that scene where they're beating that guy down and they're doing all this, and then they start doing a little dance on his body. Yeah, that's what they were doing.
And then they back up and he's flat.
But it does look like that in that video.
Yeah, it does. I mean, obviously, that wasn't a real person. It looked like a dummy. Like
one of those. They're not going to show real footage.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
There is real footage.
There's real footage in there somewhere. Yeah,
there's real. I mean, they were showing beheading videos too, but they weren't going to show that.
Yeah, it's not rated that high.
The way fucking Pat just said that shit when they did that big ass
They were kicking her, and obviously you're like, oh, that's a dummy. But they're kicking her, and then all of a sudden, just randomly out, here comes a person that has this big ass stone, and he just throws on her, and just bounces. it's like you could tell it was real, because if it was real, it would hit her head and crush and rolled off. It bounced. I laughed at that. And then at that time, the main character was like, oh my God, I shouldn't do this. I might die. This is 2014. Where were you for the last 13 years?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You did not know, because there were a lot of beheadings and stuff at that time.
I was a kid in the early 2000s. I saw shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Jesus.
I mean, I just remember, I never looked at it, but what was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was that journalist who got beheaded and they put his stuff on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guy's name.
That guy.
Sorry to see that. But yeah, that was going all the internet. And that was like in 2004, 5 or something like that. He died and that was all over the place. So I knew she'd been a journalist, should have had him something. Like, she'd have some context for what
the result would be.
Like, she didn't think anything was going to happen if he find out. What are you going to do? Oh, he in Syria. He ain't going to come here.
And then he's already there.
Yeah.
And then once this dumb.
I can't even say that I don't know the true lady, but the character portrayed her like a fucking idiot.
Because she is talking like she's like, I'm not going to let this guy know where I'm at. He said he was born in fucking London and raised. And she freaking's like, oh, where's that at? Oh, it's over here. And just lined up. Like,
and then she showed the train going past her window.
Yeah. No point did she like blur her background or make any. She told him she lived in two different places.
She is
not qualified for this job.
She did not have to fucking put that camera pointed towards them goddamn window. I'm not gonna lie. I hardly ever see people get on fucking Skype or video call with shit behind them. They always got a fucking white ass wall and a lamp in front of them so that it doesn't.
Or if you're like me, you just have your bedpost in the back, but it's a white wall.
But I think if you're in a situation, she obviously knows the person that she's trying to catfish is someone who's already got ties to this terrorist group that she's trying to infiltrate and get more information on. You're giving him more information, whether you're telling him is completely trash or showing your background, like in the event of the train, which we'll find out later. So I'm like, you really haven't researched the real dangers of this, and I don't know why you didn't think that would apply yourself as a journalist, because I would think you'd be like pretty high on that list.
She got like an associate's in general studies and was like, I can be a journalist.
I like to write straight up journalism.
Like, no, didn't even take journalism, just general studies, math, science, English, like, and fucking social studies.
I can write.
Have you taken journalism courses? No. Do you have a degree? Yeah. In journalism? No. No. Like, how are your English papers? I got C's.
No, that's why she's a freelancer.
C's gets degrees.
Exactly. That's why she wasn't actually fucking hired by them. She had a contract for that one job.
Yeah, and then find out she needs money because she's trying to move in with her boyfriend. He says, I'll pay 70% of the stuff. You pay 30. And she goes, oh, well, I don't want to do that. And because he broke down how much money they can use to get this place.
She's like, oh my God, it's too much. I'm like, bitch, she's literally helping you out.
She got overwhelmed by the fact that they have to cook. She's like, we don't cook. You have learned it, but
she got overwhelmed very quickly, like, just at anything. There were points where I was just like, you're about to blow your cover. You're being way too freaked out about this. You need to calm down.
Like, literally.
What was that dude's name?
Who?
Belong.
Matt?
No,
oh, Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
Feel
that
so
poor
sorry.
Guy.
That,
yeah.
Feel so fucking sorry for that dude.
So
man.
She got overwhelmed to the thing where he talked about the IT guy. She went from 0 to 100 of the IT guy being worried as soon as she said, oh, hold on a minute. She hung up with him. And then she's like, oh my God. And Big Brother's like, he knows every single person in Syria and knows every single other person in Syria.
And he's going to tell someone, they're going to tell somebody.
Yeah. That's what he said. What if he tells his mom?
And she mentions it to somebody, like, are you hearing yourself right now?
Yes.
Do you realize what you just did?
And that girl did say, that's pretty white of you.
Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
Racist of you. Like, I know, but.
Well, yeah, her producer or editor in chief or whatever is like, is a black woman. It was like, you realize you sound racist right now. And she's like, I don't feel safe.
And normally I would be upset with her as a character, but I'm like, that's kind of the portrayal of every major media anchor or some shit like that in every piece of media and almost actually in real life. I'm like, all right, y'all did that fine, but goddamn, this bitch is insufferable too.
She was actually, I kind of liked her a little bit better because at least she was
doing it.
That's
what I'm saying. She was a decent character. She did the character
that,
good.
So with the assignment that girl was supposed to do.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to be catching feelings. You weren't supposed to do this. You're supposed to do this and then send it in. She posted
you got
a note.
2 weeks.
Yes.
You got 2 weeks.
She gave you the thing. She told you, you gotta, you know, what time, give her a timeline. Realize, like, are you sure you want to do this? Because towards the end of the movie, when she's like, oh, these people might kill me, she goes, all right, well, we're going to call the police and get you this.
Yeah.
Like, she was doing everything you would have done.
All the reasonable stuff. And she kept asking, are you sure you want to release this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to.
Got that motherfucking upload to 99%, and then this nigga called. She's like, no. I'm like, what the fuck you canceling that shit for? Like, goddamn.
You can still send it and then tell her, oh, wait, on second thought, don't do it. And then the she is, after watching this movie, she's almost on the Nadir level for me.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's pretty severe.
But I want to talk about Matt, goddammit. I want to talk about my boy Matt. I want to.
No, he's so...
Okay, but hold on. I feel like she, not that she didn't break all sorts of rules you shouldn't do if you're catfishing someone, but I feel like one of the biggest rules that you should have if you're doing something like this is to not catch feelings for whoever you're trying to get. And she immediately, like, and it happened pretty quickly because it was supposed to be, 2 weeks? And she wasn't quite there and she was already about to spill all her secrets. And I was like, do you know that if you tell him that, you gonna die and everybody you know is probably gonna die
because his mother died, and all of a sudden because her mother died she's like, oh, your mother died,
it's like Batman v Superman,
here goes your panties.
And then all like he starts giving all these compliments and shit, and she's like, oh, she starts gushing shit. I'm like, dude, Matt's been like
saying
he's been treating
you all types of nice
just
for the entire
off,
fucking movie. He's like, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that.
She was so basic. He's such a good guy.
Oh my god. Dude,
I mean, I wouldn't have dated him myself, but
I would have dated him, but he was a good guy.
Can we just jump all over the movie?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I mean, if you guys, I've got like notes if you want to do some specific scenes,
we'll make points.
We can just.
But then she marries the dude, and she's like, "It's not real."
Marries the dude.
I feel like that would have held no weight.
That was a tactic.
Yeah.
What makes you think they're not gonna post this somewhere or some shit like that? And then Matt's like, "Oh, cool."
Well, because that's the moment where she effed up. Like, I was waiting,
bro.
All the switching that she was doing
to pop up.
I knew that somewhere she was gonna mess up, and I honestly thought that it would be her accidentally leaving maybe one of like the editors or Matt or somebody on there while she was on with Bilal. But it happened to be that she left Matt while she was on with Bilal, and so
they
got married or whatever, and he popped up, was like, oh, congratulations, you finally got married.
Dog,
I was like,
and you know what that did Jasmine just solidified it for him, because he was like, maybe there's hope, and then he saw got married. He was like this bitch been two-timing me the whole time.
It was because
to a butt fucking jihadist.
It was when she thought Bilal died and put this, oh, I love you, baby, whatever. And she put that on her own personal thing and not the fake
one. Also messed up there,
and
too.
And he goes, well, is it because of Bilal? I was like, what do you mean? How do you know about Bilal? I was like, well, your Facebook post. Matt's like, your Facebook post. She's like, I love you, Bilal. She's like, oh, she took it down. I'm like, oh, blah, blah. And her sister was just as thirsty as she was, too. Although, once again, looking at Bilal, I'll be thirsty, too. That dude was a good-looking motherfucker. But
she's sending videos from the gym and stuff.
I know, right?
Was
that the blonde chick?
I was like, bro, what?
The Kathy, Katie girl?
Yeah.
That was her sister.
Yeah, as her sister.
Damn, she looked old too.
Well,
they are old.
Yeah. You figure
she was like,
she has
like
to be in her
30s.
She's
like 25.
So her
in the movie,
older
right?
sister
in
is definitely older
than
that.
In the movie, she's like 25, I thought.
Well, like,
no.
In the movie, she's setting up her Facebook to get things started. And she's typing in her name and is like, oh, what should my name be? And she just picks off based on a song that was in there. And it was like, what's your age? And initially,
she
types in 89.
And
she's like,
changed it to 95.
93. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
You smoke, lady. Don't even play.
Once
I
again,
get my voice down here.
I'm 19.
Thought that he was stupid enough to know. He goes, oh, Melody's not your real name. I was like, yeah, it is. Like, Melody, whatever her last name was, is the name of a freaking song, a popular song.
Yeah.
Are people named Melody for real?
Yeah, there is, but not.
She's talking like this guy listens to whatever fucking obscure band. Yeah.
It was a main song. Like, her name was Melody. Like, her name, Melody, whatever her last name was the name of the song. Mm-hmm. That's where she got it from. I was like, really, girl?
Dude, he probably knows the song. He was like, this bitch.
Everything should have changed for her once she realized that dude was born and raised in Britain.
Once she realized, she definitely should have taken more precautions at that point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When he told her, yeah, because he did tell her he was from Britain, didn't he?
Yeah, straight up.
Because she's like, I'm from London. He's like, I'm from London too.
When he heard the train, he was like, let me see or whatever. And then she opened the blind.
No, she just turned more.
Yeah.
You know what's stupid? If she had a white background and he was like, let me see, she would have just been like, no, it's too much work to get up and move the fucking camera and do all this extra shit. Like, chill the fuck out. It's a train. She made all this a million times harder for herself. And oh my fucking God.
Well, she almost typed that she was from like her actual location into Facebook, which is like, I'm from Hackney or whatever.
And she's like, oh,
I probably shouldn't be that stupid.
At least
she got that far.
Didn't she have a dog?
Yeah.
We were staying with the boyfriend.
She was neglecting the dog, bro. That's got me pissed off. Matt, I'm sorry, bro, but the dog, I swear to fucking God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
mistreating animals, bro. I'll fuck you up.
Well, yeah, because she's like pushing thaw.
He's gonna Jasmine her.
This is not a thing. We're not making this a thing.
Pat, Jasmine shows up at her door.
Hello?
Hello?
Punch. You should have done that.
Merry Christmas. No,
she looks all surprised. Oh! Whew, you shouldn't have done that. You scared me. Ow.
I wish that really happened because I wanted her to get punched in the face.
So anyway, so she YouTubes how to look younger.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to go to face off school if you want this shit to happen.
I was like, the same thing. I'm like, you put eyeliner on, it's not going to make you look younger. Uh-huh.
Her boyfriend kind of knew what she was doing because he responds to one of her messages. What if they find you?
Mm.
So he was kind of in on it. So I don't want to write him off completely, like this broadside. Like,
I might have forgotten.
No, yeah, but I doubt he was like, oh, I didn't know you was going to marry this motherfucker, too.
Like, yeah.
He didn't know. I think at that exactly point,
he was like,
doing.
Yeah, no, too far. You weren't supposed to be going in that deep.
He didn't know exactly what she's doing.
When she stopped talking him, like, she stopped talking to him for like a solid 2 weeks or something,
a couple days after the guy died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, we should talk, and then she's like, I don't want to do.
She's like, he's like,
I didn't think he would want to talk in person or whatever.
Like, she's like, last days have been couple rough, Matt. Don't call me baby, Matt. And then she calls him babe.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing?
Wait, Mixed messages here.
Call him babe, but he can't call you baby. And he's like, this thing's happened, Matt. I've just been busy with work. He's like, yeah,
dude, it's like this. I knew either they was going to break up or Matt was going to die. I was hoping it was the first one. So I was like, okay, good.
I don't know. They might have broke up.
After it was all over and she trying to come back, Matt's up in there getting grinded on by chicks all over the fucking place. Because dude was handsome.
Actually, was that her sister?
No, it was just some other chick.
I think it was some chick from his office or something like that. But he was getting, yeah, he was banging
her on Skype, and it was just like ponies playing in the background.
He was banging.
Literally, there's a scene where she's looking at his Skype when he answers it, I guess by accident or something.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, is he smashing right now? And just accidentally turned it on. And then she
looked at the picture.
Like, he was trying to take a video and accidentally got on Skype.
Taking a dick pic to send somebody.
Dude, fuck, Matt's doing better. That's all I got to say.
I feel good about Matt. It's really a success story for Matt.
It's a bright future for Matt. That's all we got to get on at this.
Like I said, the main person we really talk about is Bilal. Because when he was talking about, I'm going to make you this, I'm going to give you this and
what
that.
What do you want for a wedding gift?
Yeah, like he was talking about the
whole time. He's being creepy, though.
I can't underscore how creepy this guy was being. Yeah, he's been creepy. But then it's like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, blah, blah, blah.
And he was so nosy. Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, what's this? And then he took her to that house that he just took over. He goes, oh, look at this. It's going to be gold everywhere. I'll get you gold, baby. I'm like, you know what? I know he's a piece of shit. But that's my piece of shit. I was like, all right, boy.
I mean, he added down bedrooms for the first baby, for the second baby, for our bedroom.
BSR are some good smelling motherfuckers. Podcast to sound only, but trust me, if you were in the studio, you'd be like, damn, bitch, sit on my face and make me feel alive. Woo! All voices, music, and mixing are done by the BSR crew. All rights reserved. If you have comments, questions, or you want someone here to fart on a napkin and mail it to you, contact the show on Instagram, SoundCloud, or our website, bsreactor.com. And thanks for listening. They appreciate you. Damn, bitch. Woo. Damn, bitch. BS Reactor. Reactor. Make me feel alive. Thanks, bitch. They appreciate you.